story of the circus. Of the circus.
Look at Jerry. There is my dandy. There is my little monkey. You see him high up in the cage?
I don't see how you can tell which is your monkey. They all look alike to me. There must be 50 of them.
Oh, I can have said of my monk. If there was a 500 of them, he's so smart looking. You think the other monk's so smart like my bambino?
Oh, I don't know, Tony.
Oh, no, he's the smartest monkey in the whole world.
Well, here we are. Let's see about getting him out now.
And of course, we have to find the key, so he will open the gate.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Then all the monkeys will come out.
No, no, Jerry. First the band to play. Then when my monkey wants to come out, the key is to open the gate, and he's just to let my monk out of the cage. That's all.
I see what you mean.
Hey, look, there's the key. Hey, Kip. Hey, Kip, come here.
He's coming. I sure hope he lets us try our plan.
Oh, he's enough to keep my monk in jail. You see, I get it.
It is like being in jail for the poor little fellow.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me what you're up to now.
Well, I'm coming to get my monk.
Oh, you have you? Well, I told
you. We've got a plan. It'll get the right monkey out of the cage, and then after he's out, we can prove to you that we did get the right one.
Is that so now? And what, pray tell me, would the wonderful plan be?
Well, I'm a bringer of the clown band. When they play, my monkey's the one to come out and do his trick. Then you can make open the door and he's a come to Papa.
Now that sounds all right. It's a lead pipe since them other dumb critters wouldn't pay any attention to your band playing.
Then you'll let us try?
Sure. All right, boys. Stand right over there.
No, not to too close.
All right, go ahead. I'll watch and see if one of the monks gets a hankering to get out and join
me. All right, the boys. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, mio bambino, come to papa. Mio bambino, come back to me.
Hey, look up there. See that little fella turn his
head? That's him. That's my bambino.
Hell no. It does look like that one's kind of listening.
Sure, that's him. Come to papa, mio bambino, come
down.
To papa.
He's looking. Ooh. Now he's hanging on the bars. Seems like he's looking for a way to get out.
Make the door open. Hey, Kim, make the door open.
Keep a flying, fella.
Oh, I'm getting so excited, I'm a forget.
Look at him now. He's turning summer.
Open up. This my bambino. Come to papa.
That's the cutest little monkey I ever laid my old eyes on. I just go over and open the door and see if he wants to come out.
Sure, he's the one to come out. What a question. Never mind. Hurry up.
I'll get him out for you.
It works, Tony. It sure works.
Oh, good, Jerry. My monkey's coming back to me.
See, he wants to get out. He's waiting right at the little door. Those other two monkeys want to get out, too.
No, they don't like to come out. They think maybe it's a feeding time, that's all.
Oh, you look at the keeper's getting him out now. Oh, that other little monkey almost got out, too.
He's a guy of my monkey.
You have to show the keeper some of the tricks now so he knows for sure it's your monkey.
Tony, he's sort of just relaxed.
Here he comes. Oh, now he jumps right out of the keeper's arms. Here he comes, Tony.
Come to papa mio bambino.
Well, that settles it. I'm told now that you got the right monkey. That little fella sure knows you, all right.
Thanks, man.
Where are we going now? Thank you very much.
You've got to hurry and get back to the circus before the matinee.
Run along, then. You can't keep the big show waiting, I guess.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on, Slats. Goodbye. Come on, you fella. Come on.
Goodbye, and take good care of that monkey of yours from now on. If he gets into that cage again, I won't be giving him up so easy.
We just about got time enough to get back and get made up before showtime. Hey, let's hurry, Tony. Come and climb down.
All right, Joey, we're right behind you.
Patsy.
I was watching your act, Boris. Went very well tonight.
You like, yes?
Why, I always like it. I guess yours is the best writing act I've ever seen.
Oh, the results are clever people.
Now, you're not being modest, are you?
Now, what do you say, Patsy?
Oh, no, I was just kidding, Boris.
Oh, you like to make jokes, too, huh?
What do you mean, too?
I think Boris, he had enough jokes.
Oh, you mean about the other night?
It makes me feel very bad. People play joke on Boris for a sauce. They make a fool of me. This does not make me very happy.
Oh, now, don't take it seriously, Boris. I've had all sorts of jokes played on me.
They play jokes on you?
Surely. But I never get mad. I just laugh it off. That's all you can do. You've got to be a good sport, Boris.
I bet you they do not play joke on the pretty Patsy if Boris is around. I fix them, you bet you.
Well, I'm glad to know that. If I ever need a big, strong man to protect me, I'll call on you.
That is good. Boris will help you. You seem happy. More happy than most of the time. You are very happy. Yes, Patsy?
Yes, I guess I am a bit more cheerful than usual. Although it's seldom I go round top my best smile.
I know, but will you seem to...
I just can't hide it.
Hide what, Patsy?
Look, didn't you hear about me being left quite a bit of money?
What?
Yes, I don't know exactly how much it is, but... It'll be $several thousand.
Oh, I am so happy for you. This is wonderful news. I am delighted for you, Patsy. Tell me more about it.
There's really not much to tell. Except that a great aunt of mine left me the money.
Yeah?
Yes, I'll know more about it when I talk with the lawyers that are handling the case.
When will you know about this, and when will you see the lawyer?
Well, the law firm is in Harper City. So when we play there, I'll sign the papers and get it all settled.
You must be very careful what you sign, Patsy.
What do you mean?
Well, I have lots of dealings with cases like this.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, once had left money, and I learned that it can be very tricky.
I don't believe I understand you, Boris.
You better let me know just what it is all about. I will help you all I can. In money matters, there is no one better to talk to than Boris Rousseau.
Well, it's true. I don't know very much of law, especially the legal side of things like this.
Then you will call on me, yeah?
I surely will, Boris. It's awfully nice of you to take such an interest in my welfare.
Oh, it's nothing. I like to be of service to the beautiful Patsy.
Boris?
I like you very much, Patsy.
You never said that before.
I know. I wanted to say that for a long time, but I did not have what you say, the courage.
I can't imagine you liking courage.
Oh, believe me, Patsy.
I do, Boris, and I'm complimented.
Now, you will not forget to call on me about this. I mean, when you get your money, it is best to have a man to look after such business.
I will forget.
Good. I take care of you, Patsy.
Right. And Harry. Hello, Jerry. I haven't seen you since breakfast.
Oh, hello, Boris.
Hello, Jerry.
I've had a busy day, Patsy.
You must have.
Well, I go now. I see you after a while. Yes, Patsy?
Yes, surely, Boris.
Great speech.
What was it that made your day so busy, Jerry?
Well, didn't you hear about Tony's monkey getting in the cage out at the zoo?
Oh, yes. Slats was telling me.
Well, I went with him out to the zoo to get the monkey back.
Oh, I must have missed that part of it.
We sure had a time of it. Mm-hmm. Just got back a few minutes before the matinee. We hardly made it.
Leave it to you to dig up some excitement.
Hey, the show's pretty nearly over.
So what?
Well, I want to go over to the office wagon and see Mr. Randall and then get back with Rags so Bumps can do the last walk around.
You better hurry then.
Yeah, I guess so. Come on, Rags.
Come on. See you after a while, Jerry.
Okay. Come on, fella. Here we are, this way, Rags. Ah, good. There's a light in the office wagon. That means Mr. Randall's there. Here we are. Up you go. It's me, Mr. Randall.
Just a minute, Jerry.
Quiet now, Rags. Let's go.
Yeah, come in, Jerry.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're busy.
Oh, it's all right. What's in your mind?
Hey, why do you keep the door locked?
Just being careful. I'm counting the day's receipts. Can't leave all that money laying around and have the door unlocked.
Gee, I didn't notice that. That is a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice day's receipts, Jerry. I just finished counting it. Now, what did you want to see me about?
That.
Well, I don't believe I get you. What?
The day's receipts.
Oh, you mean you want to know how much we took in today?
Uh-huh. If it's not a secret.
Of course it's not a secret, at least not to you.
Well,
I don't want to be too curious, you know. I don't even care how much it was exactly. All I'd like to know is, well, did you take in more today than you did yesterday?
Say, you haven't been peeting, have you?
Well, no, why?
Well, we did do better than yesterday, a little over $100 better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that sure is good news.
Well, now, seems like you've taken an awful sudden interest in the money end of this circus.
Sure I have.
Well, how about letting me in on it? What's this all about?
Well, you see, it's about Uncle Dan.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand. You think your Uncle Dan is responsible for the extra money, huh?
Well, I'm sure of it.
Well, now, hold on, Jerry. I hope you're right, but it's not unusual to have a big day once in a while. I mean, a bigger day than usual. That happens very often.
Yes, I know that. That's why Uncle Dan said he wouldn't be able to tell you for sure, or not for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you continue to take in as much as you did today, maybe more, then it works.
Yes, whatever it is, I'd say that was proof enough, and I hope it does work. I won't complain if we have a big day every day. What is this your uncle is working on that's doing the box office so much good?
I can't tell you. I promise not to, at least until it's a sure thing.
No.
Then Uncle Dan will tell you himself and get that suit of clothes you promised him.
I'll be very happy to make good my promise. He can pick out the best suit of clothes money can buy.
Oh, I sure hope it works then. Mm-hmm. And will you be surprised when you find out what it is?
Well, I guess it will, Jerry. I thought I just about covered every way in the world to take in more money, but if Uncle Dan has found something that I overlooked, it'll be a surprise, and a pleasant one at that.
Well, I guess I'd better be getting back to the pad room with Rags. Bumps is waiting for
me. You've got a few minutes yet before the final walk around. Tell me, how'd your act go tonight? I didn't catch that part of the show.
Oh, you mean with El Mundo?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, never better. We got a big hand, too.
You kind of like working with that elephant, don't you?
No, I'll say I do. I feel like a big star.
You are a big star, Jerry. A big little star. Yes, sir. You've gone a long way since you joined out with us. In fact, you even surprised me a little. I figured you'd be of some value to the show, but I really didn't count on your becoming a performer so soon.
I have you to thank for that.
Well, I guess I know a good performer when I see one. You and El Mundo make a perfect combination, and old Sam Randall's the last one in the world to let a good thing slip through his fingers.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Mr. Randall.
Yeah, it's the truth, Jerry.
Well, thanks. Well, I guess I have to go now.
Okay, Jerry, run along.
Then I can tell Uncle Dan you said today was over $100 more than yesterday?
Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. $80, $91, $111, $117 exactly.
Oh, Jiminy, you'll sure be glad to hear that. Come on, Reg. You still got the last part of your show to do. Goodbye, Mr. Randall.
Goodbye, Jerry.